A judge here in Los Angeles says an 89-year-old man who killed 10 people when his car plowed into a farmer's market should go to prison. But because of his frail health, the judge is placing him on 5 years probation. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
George Weller is just a month shy of his 90th birthday, and according to his doctors, in such poor health, he couldn't be in court to hear his punishment. He was convicted last month of driving his car through the crowds at the Santa Monica Farmers Market 3 years ago.
I'm convinced that Mr. Weller deserves to go to prison.
While Superior Court Judge Michael Johnson said he agreed with the jury's guilty verdict, he said he would not be sending Weller to prison because that would mean taxpayers would be paying to treat his severe heart disease and other illnesses. Defense attorneys had argued that Weller mistook his car's accelerator for the brake, but Johnson cited Weller's own remarks to witnesses. After plowing through the open-air market at freeway speeds, he finally came to a stop with one man on the hood of his car and a woman under the wheels.
In plain sight of all this, Mr. Weller said, "Just think how I felt, and why didn't you get out of my way?"
Johnson sentenced Weller to 5 years probation and ordered him to pay more than $100,000 in fines and restitution to his victims.
I will simply never understand Mr. Weller's indifference to the victims in this case.
George Weller may not have been in court, but the family of one of his victims was there to express their grief over the death of Lynn Weaver, the 47-year-old daughter-in-law of the late TV star Dennis Weaver.
Mr. Weller today is a coward for not showing up to listen to what all of us have to say. He took my mom's life.
Jennifer Weaver told the court she was hoping Weller would serve some prison time despite his age.
Mr. Weller needs the maximum punishment, and if that's life in prison, then it's life in prison. If it's the death penalty, then so be it. She was struck down by a car buying flowers while working at a nonprofit organization doing good for her community.
Weaver's husband, Robert, asked for a face-to-face apology.
It would have meant a great deal to me, and I believe others, to look into his eyes and to hear him simply say, "I'm sorry."
Defense attorney Mark Overland told reporters his client had made a tragic mistake, but not a crime, and he said Weller was a stoic man who had a hard time expressing his emotions. Overland insisted Weller had apologized repeatedly since the tragedy 3 years ago, though perhaps not in so many words to the victims.
We have an individual who went from a very lively, gregarious octogenarian into somebody who lives in virtual seclusion, who constantly, day after day after day, is haunted by what happened and feels remorse.
Overland said Weller doesn't remember much of the incident and doesn't completely understand the consequences. Defense attorney Mark Borenstein said just before the sentencing he visited Weller, who is now confined to his bed and is under constant care.
He told me, "Mark, never mind about me. It is about the people I hurt, and I pray for them."
Instead of spending 18 years in prison, George Weller is now confined to his house for 5 years, and he still faces a civil suit. That trial isn't scheduled to begin till sometime next spring, nearly 4 years after the tragedy. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.